Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1795. Top 10 Most Common Sports Injuries by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Top 10 Most Common Sports Injuries by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. If you play sports, wearing the right gear is considered a must to keep the most prevalent sports injuries at bay. It's crucial to keep in mind that when you play sports, regardless of the kind, you are more prone to injuries. While you are more at risk when you're young, it does not mean you're safe from the most common sports injuries once you become an adult. Essentially, sports injuries refer to the injuries that occur during sports or exercise. Although any part of the body is susceptible to injury while playing sports, the term sports injury commonly refers to injuries of the musculoskeletal system. Sports injuries can also occur due to lack of conditioning, improper technique or form, and overtraining. Failure to warm up can also increase the risk of sports injuries. Tears, strains, bruises, and broken bones can also occur as a result of sports injuries. The 10 most common sports injuries. 1. Patellofemoral syndrome. This sports injury is just like knee injuries, sprains, and strains. Patellofemoral syndrome is also commonly referred to as runner's or jumper's knee. This type of injury occurs when the knee joint hits the leg bone repeatedly. It can also happen when you fall onto your knees. Athletes in sports that involve constant leg motion, like cycling or track and field, are more likely to suffer from patellofemoral syndrome. Apart from severe pain, patients with a runner's knee may experience cracking or popping. Prevention and treatment option. To prevent further sports complications, avoiding activities that can stress the knee joints further is recommended. Rest, ice, compression, and elevation, also known as RICE therapy, have also been known to help. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, also known as NSAIDs, and physical therapy are also treatment options that have been proven to provide relief. While very rare, surgery can also be an option in severe cases that do not respond to other treatments. 2. Sprains. Those who play sports have likely fallen victim to sprains at one point or another. Typically, most sprains occur around the joints. Sprains are often attributed to torn or overstretched ligaments. When tackling, swinging, throwing, running, shifting directions, jumping, or doing other sports-related movements, athletes can become susceptible to sprains. The most common sprain occurs in the ankle. While seemingly harmless, an ankle sprain can render an athlete inactive for several days or weeks. Prevention and treatment option. Warming up and stretching well and stretching properly before starting any physical activity is recommended to keep sprains at bay. 3. Plantar fasciitis. The ligament connecting the heel to the front foot is known as the plantar fascia. When the plantar fascia ligament gets inflamed, a condition known as plantar fasciitis occurs. Individuals suffering from plantar fasciitis often experience heel pain after an activity or getting out of bed in the morning. Plantar fasciitis is the third most prevalent injury for runners. Plantar fasciitis sends approximately 1 million people, runners and non-runners alike, to the doctor annually. When the feet are subjected to severe strain or stress, plantar fasciitis can also develop. Repetitive use, high arches, tight calves, and obesity are other factors that can also result in the development of the condition. Prevention and treatment option. Plantar fasciitis can be treated with the RICE method, certain exercises, and NSAIDs. To minimize the pain, wearing splints at night may be recommended. Severe cases of plantar fasciitis may be treated with physical therapy, cortisone injections, or surgery. 4. Tennis elbow. Tennis elbow is an overuse injury that's attributed to playing racket sports. However, individuals in other professions are also susceptible. For instance, painters and plumbers are also at risk. Tennis elbow occurs when the tendons on the outside of the elbow become inflamed. Tennis elbow does not only cause pain, it can also cause a weak grip. Prevention and treatment option. Symptoms of tennis elbow may respond well to rest and NSAIDs. To minimize pressure on the sore area, wearing a special brace may be prescribed. Steroid injections have also been known to help decrease inflammation. Physical therapy may also be helpful. When all the other treatments have failed, surgery may be an option. 5. Concussion. A traumatic brain injury that happens when the brain goes through a rapid acceleration is called a concussion. Concussions are typically caused by a direct hit to the head or body. Individuals involved in contact sports like football have an increased risk for concussions. Concussion symptoms often include loss of consciousness, sleepiness, vomiting, nausea, memory loss, and headache. A neurological exam may be performed to determine the extent of the injury. Prevention and treatment option. Those who suffer from concussions will need physical and mental health to heal and recover. A doctor's clearance may be required before athletes can resume playing sports. 6. Achilles tendonitis. Achilles tendonitis is an inflammation that causes pain just above the heel. When Achilles tendonitis occurs, the area can become swollen, stiff, and painful. The pain can worsen after doing physical activities. There's also a tendency for the tendon to thicken. In some cases, bone spurs may also develop in the affected area. Prevention and treatment option. Achilles tendonitis may respond well to ice, rest, NSAIDs, and stretching. A physical therapist may also prescribe some strengthening exercises. 7. Low back pain. Low back pain can be attributed to a lot of causes. Mostly, it can be due to lifting heavy weights, playing too many rounds of golf, or overuse. Typically, back strains will go away on their own without treatment. Prevention and treatment option. Anti-inflammatory medications and rest may provide relief for low back pain. In some instances, modifying an exercise technique may be needed to prevent further damage. Check with your doctor if you experience lingering back pain, as it may be caused by an underlying condition that might require immediate treatment. 8. Fractures. This type of injury is by far one of the most recognizable, as those who have bone fractures wear casts and splints. Fractures can also happen to most athletes, regardless of the sport they're involved in. A fracture can occur when a bone is hit with great force and impact. Typically, athletes can often tell right away if a fracture has happened, as they can experience severe pain. In extreme cases, the bones may actually protrude from the skin. Prevention and treatment option. Depending on how severe the fracture is and its location, treatment options can include braces, splints, plaster casts, and traction. In other cases, surgically inserted plates or metal rods may be needed to hold the pieces of the bone together. 9. Sciatica. If there is one very preventable sports injury, it's sciatica. Sciatica is a specific type of back pain that occurs in the lower back area. Most athletes who play different sports may experience sciatica at one point or another. Athletes who are into football, golf, cycling, and track and field are more prone to developing sciatica. Prevention and treatment option. If the pain does not respond to self-care measures, doctors might suggest certain medications, physical therapy, and steroid injections. If the compressed nerve causes severe weakness, bladder and bowel control issues, or pain that worsens progressively, surgery may be required. And 10, MCL or ACL tears. Many athletes experience MCL or ACL tears now and then. However, these injuries are not common. Both tears occur around the knee. The ACL works by keeping the knee stable during physical activity. It's often torn when athletes make drastic direction changes. MCL tears occur when the MCL is overextended and tears. Prevention and treatment option. Unlike the other sports injuries on the list, MCL and ACL tears can require longer recovery times and may even require surgery. ACL injuries may also take several months to heal. MCL tears, on the other hand, may not require surgery, but will still take several months to heal. Conclusion. To ensure common sports injuries are avoided, certain precautions should be followed. Using the right equipment, for instance, is considered a must. Resting between workouts is also recommended to give the body time to rest and repair. Listening to the body and stopping at the first signs of stress, discomfort, or pain can also help prevent the most common sports injuries from developing. You just listened to the post titled Top 10 Most Common Sports Injuries by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So, of the 10 injuries today's author, Ellie, listed in this article, I've sadly experienced 5 of them. Luckily, they were the least serious ones on the list, but they were still no fun. And I would say of the 5 I've experienced, at least 3 of them were preventable. In today's article, Ellie said that overtraining and poor form are common reasons why these injuries happen. Sure enough, had I not overtrained or had I used proper form instead of being lazy, I would have prevented them from happening in the first place. But I am grateful that these injuries weren't more serious. Now, not all injuries can be prevented, but I definitely learned something from each of them, and hopefully won't make the same mistakes going forward. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.